If a deal can't be reached, the team could negotiate a buyout with Bogut, which would make the 32-year-old an unrestricted agent. More news at 10:30. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Check and Collect. With the TAB app, you can now check your tickets and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Download the TAB app today. Sky Sports Radio is proud of the team of form analysts we've gathered for the Autumn Carnivals.
Saturday mornings at 10, Paul Joyce continues to find winners.
I admit I got the good price there in her time just on the way to the race, Matt. So she should cross without any real pressure.
In her time, she's going great gun. Three lengths clear with 50 to run. She does it again.
And Steve Moran is on after 11 Saturday mornings.
He tipped Terra Vista at Juicy Odds and the Lightning.
The best analysts are right here on Sky Sports Radio 10:17 a.m.
English Premier is a winning formula producing elite racehorses like Star Mare Jamaica. Over 700 yearlings across 4 days. The 2017 Melbourne Premier Yearling Sale. February 26th to March 1 at Oaklands, Melbourne. Catalogue available now at english.com.au.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus they have vanities, toilet suites, basins and freestanding and drop-in bars and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Little Sydney is back on Saturdays the 1st and 8th of April at Royal Randwick, where fashion meets flair and fame meets fortune. You never know who you might meet when Sydney's social set come out to play. Indulge with Sydney's finest eateries, Catalina, China Doll and Victor Churchill, whilst celebrating the grand finals of Australian racing, the championships. Visit theatc.com.au and secure your tickets today.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everybody. 10:05 with Sean Cosgrove. Big day today. We've got Lismore. We've also got Quirindi Cup meeting on today. It's going to be absolutely fantastic there. Great support as always from a wonderful Aussie company, Akubra. And track manager Ted Wilkinson joins me. Morning, Ted. How are you?
Good, thanks, Sean. Dawned a beautiful day up here again today, looking towards about 35 or 36 degrees.
Ooh, you had a fair bit of warm weather there, Ted?
Yes, we have, but there's a breeze today, so it may not get as high as predicted.
All right. Now, the track itself, how have you rated that today?
A good three. It's in really good order. We irrigated right up until last Sunday, so, it's in top condition.
And the rail true?
Rail's true.
Have you copped any rain at all, Ted, or have you have to use the underground water?
No, we had 9.5 mils early in the week, which just brightened the whole place up, and so it's lovely and green and clean and beautiful.
All right, terrific. Well, you've got a great day today, haven't you? A beauty.
Sure have, and got some excellent fields, and so it should be good, good betting and good for everyone involved.
And a warm day, Ted. Make sure you wear your Akubra today, all right?
I will do so.
Good on you, Ted. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Ted Wilkinson there at Quirindi. Great day of racing today there. Cup meeting, as I said, they've been wonderful supporters and sponsors of them for years there at Akubra. And they've supported the Cup, and the Quirindi RSL are supporting the Lightning there today. So a ripper day's racing. Now, there is a late rider in race 7, which I'll tell you that now. Number 18, Falvina, is Billy Cray. So, Billy Cray, a late riding addition there on Falvina, number 18, in race 7 today at Quirindi. Gary Harley, he travels all over the countryside. He's going to be there today. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Cos. We're driving up to New England. My friend Nathan driving. I'm in the passenger seat. Beautiful day. You can't see a cloud anywhere, mate. Quirindi Cup Day. Gee, I've been coming here for a long time, probably 30, 40 odd years for the Quirindi Cup, and always a great day out. The Lightning's always a terrific race for main backup. And haven't they got big fields today?
Too right.
A lot of runners.
All right, now, Gary, the first, the two-year-old, over 1,000. We take out three, Acaba, four spurred on, six, he's a man. Now, one, Mr. Grumpy, $1.55. Number two is the Optimist, is $6.50, along with eight, Koza Smart. Seven, Harmonic Lass at eight. Number nine, Shiver Me Timbers, is $9. And then the other two are 26 or better.
Well, he's certainly well-suited by the Crindai track, Mr. Grumpy. He's got a ton of speed. He led all the way to win a Terrible Blast start. Just got there at the end. The second horse went good, but it was a decent gap to the third horse, and he was just nailed by a smart run in Harnova on the Debut at Tamworth back in October. Paul Perry's got the colt, five invincible colt. He'll hit the ground and run, and he should vindicate his short quota in number one. Number two is the Optimist, trained at Wyre by Alan Keogh, race or Murray to ride. Two starts for two placings, Musselbrook. And at Canada, he won't be far off the lead during the run. Number eight, because you are smart, this horse is green, but he goes very good, this horse of Paul Perry. He ran fourth behind the stable mate, Mr. Grumpy at Tamworth. He had a lot of improvement in him. I reckon he'll run a race. I don't know whether the Crindai track will suit him, but he'll run a race at seven Harmonic Lass. But a it trialled okay recently. That's Sky. 1, 2, 8, 7,
Toss. All right, the second event, put out 3, Hayden Boy, 11, Cardi Might, 12, Thunderbolt Rock, 18, Joe Rex. Now here, number 7, Mistress Rose, is 390, 2, Excitable, 440, 15, Call Me Brad, 650, 6, Kemp, $9, along with 10 in Bengal, 16, Titan Tiger, $10, 9, Gladwin, 10, 8, Lady Sabago, 12, and then out to 21 for War of the Roses, a wonderful 23, $51 or better the rest.
Mate, I'm gambling on Greg Bennett, having this horse lovely and fresh, excitable after a decent spell. I was trained by Gay and Adrian, and when in Sydney, I did run third one day on the Beaumont track. Behind Powell, all beaten a couple of lengths, that'll be good enough to win this. Hasn't raced for 159 days. Greg gave it a trial at Gosford recently in a real good trial. Clevedon Bay beat Beretta and back to Jack Allen the trial. They're class 5 horses. Robert Thompson's got a ride, got barrier 1. And last time in, all it did was strike wet track after wet track. 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. Certainly got the opposite of that today. I reckon it might come out with this eight. 7 Mistress Rose is going really good for the Crindai trainer Peter Mills. Just got beat at Tamworth last start by Shiver. Was running about midfield, trying to tart out of the straight. Dale all the way down to number 15. We thought it had a place chance in the race short here. Call Me Brad for the Tamworth trainer Leslie Jeffries. Good second at Grafton back in September. Hasn't raced since October. A couple of good placings and one day it did go good here at Crindai. Hit number 6, best for the others in the race here. And that is 2, 7, 15, and 6.
Which is Kemp.
Which is Kemp trained on the track by Scotty Thompson. 2, 7, 15, and 6, mate.
Righto, the third event, full field, 9, Face Like Thunder, 2 even, number 5, Artemisia, 320, 6, Bridie's Brook, $8, 4, Sandwich, 12, number 1, Cunning as a Tiger, 15, along with 10 Eyes of Diva, 7, Divine Brown is 26, number 11, Just Butte, 31, 8, Our Gracious Betty, 41, 3, Harry and the Duke, 81, then 101 or better for Spirited Lass, Sweet Pluck and Dane's Flyer.
My mate is the best bet of the day. I found it very hard to find a best bet, to be honest. I've come up with this filly at Chris Lee's Face Like Thunder. Zoffany filly, she's had 2 runs. She ran 4th at Tarry on the Boo over 12.50. She got back to the tail of the field. She was still last at 200. She got there 3.5. She made up a ton of ground from a mile behind him at one stage there. Then on the 3rd of February, she went to Port Macquarie and ran 3rd, beat them about 2 lengths to the stablemate, Maputo Express. Got back worse in midfield, tracked up well and made good ground. That was 1,500. Goes to the wild today around Tamworth. Crindai, should I say. But any luck for the barrier, I thought she'd win mate of the bet of the day. Number 5, Artemisia improved out of sight on recent form the other day at Tamworth to run 2nd. Certainly has a chance to win. sitting outside the leader, and Robert Thompson went for home on the turn, shot clear, looked home and hose, and the winner of Ashami Astana run it down and beat it half. I think it's the main threat in the race. Number 10, Isadema, Stephen Gleeson, going well in the bush. Armadale Walker placing, certainly got some open a race like this, at least a place chance, mate. And number 4, best of the others in the race. 9, 5, 10, and 4, which is Sandwich. Didn't run a bad race last start. That was his best run in his career so far. 9, 5, 10, and 4.
All right, and for those who like names, Divine Brown is probably the best named horse in Australia going around at the moment. I'm not going to mention its pedigree, you just look it up.
No, now the... I know all about it. I won't be
commenting. No comment at all. It's one that got through to the keeper, and it is a perler. Now, the race 4, 7, Maputo Express, and number 8, Sterling Shadow are out. 1, Infantry, 3, Even, 6, Van Halen, 4.20, 2, Packen, 5.50, 4, Ready Quila, $6. Now, 3, The Bohemian is $7.50, 5, Flaming Commodity, 9, 10, Gravity Force, 14, 9, Cobb & Co., 26, 11, Casino Gift, $51.
He's very well placed here, the top 8 infantry. He goes all right this week. Cody Morgan's got him at Tamworth, and Greg Ryan's got a riding. He raced at Walcombe at the Cup Carnival. He got beat about 6 weeks there. He only plugged over to 1,400 metres. But had a look at him in the yard. He looked, you know, on the television, he looked like that. He was in need of a run. Second up today, he's run well a couple of times, second up before. He bowled in at Tamworth back in November. Before that, he had a spell. And he run well at Moree back in October. He's in a very good stable. Got a top rider. He'll be very hard to beat here. The Bohemian's back in distance, but he'll be Stephen over. This is a race that he can win. 2200 the other day at the moment track, he didn't do much. But he did run second in the 2000 Tari, two starts back. He's a back marker. He'll get a mile back, but he will be running on. Five Flaming Commodity. Thought he could run into a place here. Pat Farrell run second at Musselburgh back on the 12th of January. And number 4, best for the others in the race, Ready Wheeler for Mellow Gorman. 1, 3, 5, 4.
I tell you what, Gary, Cody Morgan is flying as a young trainer. He hasn't got that many in work. His last 50 starters, he's trained 11 winners.
Oh, yeah, Cody's a terrific horseman. He's had a good grounding as far as being a horseman goes. His father, Glenn, was an Australian buckdog champion up 10 times. His brother, Luke, his younger brother, won the World Rodeo champion, championship last year in America. He's a champion buck jumper. Cody was too, and Cody, as you remember, was an outstanding rider.
Mm.
He was apprenticed here originally in Tamworth. He went to South Australia with the Hayes camp, rode a lot of winners, hundreds of winners, and since he began training, he's got a terrific strike rate. He is a very, very good trainer, and he's got one of the leading contenders
yeah.
in the country championship in Art DeMore, who's unbeaten in 4 starts. Changing for the Moore family at Single. He's got a good team in work, and every time, you know, Cody puts one down, you know, it'll look well and it'll run well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, he's only probably got 10 or 11 on his books, according to the site, but
yeah.
He's flying. Great effort. Now, the fifth there, we've got a full field today. 7 Maputo Express, 380. Number 2, Try and Run Amok, 420, along with 3 Dancing Daydream. Our 8, Our Boy Danny, $11. 9, Slippery Eel, 14, along with 13, The Graft. 10, Loading, 16. 4, Net Effect, 17. 12, Sir Ozzy, 18. The Buck Rogers, the 5, is 19, along with the 6, Supreme Goddess. Then Zambezi Moment, 51, and Double Crescent, 101. Bit more open, this, Gaz?
Yeah, pretty open race. I think Chris Lees could win it. 7, Maputo Express. Set outside the leader to win a book at Rory last start on the 3rd of February. A couple of placings prior to that, on the Mid-North Coast. Young Bullock will ride, and I think this is the time a race can win again and make it back-to-back. Number 8, our boy Danny. Won well at Walker for the Craig Burton stable. Got to be a chance in a race like this. Flight number 2, and some chance... in the race, Sean. That, of course, is Try and Run a Puck. Now, young Troy O'Neill trained this horse in Hamlet, and it ran 7-2 the other day in a real good race. I mean, Delahoyer had beat these horses by the half the straight. Same with Dan Roy and Sadiqa. I mean, a big drop in class today. Yeah, but it did get beat 6 lengths for him. And the run at Armidale and the win at Tamworth prior to that wasn't too bad. And number 3, Dancing Daydream, got a place to him. 7, 8, 2, and 3, race 5.
Righto, race 6 is the Tamworth Plate, or the Hotel Travel World Tamworth Plate now. We put out numbers 6, Torfic Boy, 7, Pow Pow, 12, Magic Banato, number 13, Natadola, and 18, In God I Trust. Now here, number 14, Jarnara, 350, 8, Rosetta's Comet, 440. Now 4, Mr. Bon Jovi is $8, 9, Schindler, $8.50 pop, along with 10, Time Stripper. 2, Curios is $10, 5, Warwick Avenue, 11, number 1, Kilmarnock, 15, 3, Minamahal, 18, 11, Dixie Rouge, 26, 15, Bulloo Downs, 51, 16, Our Magic Madge is 51, and also 17, Assertive Chief, $51 pop.
What price do you say Rosetta's Comet, mate?
Yeah, $4.40.
Yeah, I think she's the one to beat. She's going good. She ran a good third beat just over Langton Walker at the Cup Carnival the other day behind Desert Marshall. Yeah, it'd be a better field than this. She had the lead. They headed it on the turn. Got crunch for room at around about 100. That locks on pretty well there. Got me 3 weeks of scale by In Vienna, a horse you know well, prior to that. In a pretty hot race compared to this race here. Jane Clement trades her. Rachel Murray rides. I think she'd be very hard to beat. She's going good. Number 8, Rosetta's Comet. Number 14, I had him for second, which is Jahanara. He bolted in a race here at Crindai back in June on a heavy by 5 weight. Hasn't run for a month since it ran fourth at Tamworth behind Delahoya. So it's a big drop in class here. Alan Chow rides for Kmart. I think he'll run very, very well. And number 2, Kyrgios. Barrier 1. Every time I hear that name, I shudder. For obvious reasons. Got Barrier 1. Was only beaten 2.9 at Tamworth the other day. Capable of running a good race here for Little Racial King. And number 4, best of the others, Mr. Bon Jovi. Couple of nice runs last prep. First up today, 8.14, 2 and 4.
All right, now we go to the next event, the 7th. This is the Quirindi RSL Lightning. And we have a look here at the scratchings for you, first of all. And take out number 5, which is Run Cannon Run, 9 Infinite Bliss, 10 One Last Poet, and 17 Wide Eyed. Now, One Alert is $4.60, just ahead of 6 Sergeant Dokes at $4.80, 3 Fabry at 7, 12 Blood Red Moon, $8.50, to Captiano, it's a $10 pop. 13 Bowie's Babe, 11, with 14 Desert Marshall. Now, 11 Hamoon Boy, 13, 8 Surf and Safari, 16, 14 Tease Me, and 7 Mapmaker, 17. 16 Pretty Little Fellow is a $23 pop. 15 Hour of Pebble, 71, and 18 Falvina, $101 here. What do you like, Gaz?
Well, mate, I like Sergeant Dokes, but I will say it is a red-hot field for a country lightning. This is a terrific race. I know I shouldn't say it because the Cup's race ain't, but this is the best race of the day, without question.
A few good chances.
Mate, there's plenty of chances. A lot of quality. I mean, the top mate, a lot. She's won a black type race, and she's won 350,000.
Yeah.
Sergeant Dokes won an English Classic 2-year-old at Scone. I mean, it is a hot race. Look, I'm with Sergeant Dokes. He'll really appreciate a good first track, which you get today. Frank was a little bit shifty the other day at Canterbury when he got beat about 5 lengths. Very impressive winning a good race in Tamworth. I know it was on a heavy track, but he's much better on a firm track. And Rod Northern said that in a hoss earlier today when he was interviewed. Horse has got a very, very good record. He's won 6 or 8 out of 19, 6 out of 19. He'll get back off the pace. Chris O'Brien riding today. He'll hit the line good. Fabry, as honest as the day's long, got terrific speed. There is good speed in the race. I'll be surprised if he don't lead or sit outside the leader. He's first up and out of trial. His first up record is 5 runs.
Oh, yeah.
2 wins, 3 placings. You there?
He flies. He goes well first up, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, mate, he flies. 5 runs, first up, 2 wins and 3 placings. He's won his last 2 at Port Tari, October, November. He'll run a big race. Cavitano's got a terrific ability. He ran 9 the other day at Ramwick Meet, 5 in the benchmark of 15 sunflowers, but he's running Tablet. You know, Sergeant Dates was a ripper, won the Inverell Shorts, quality country sprinter, and the top weight alarm, class alone. You've got to put her in. Race it below a best in Sydney, but a big drop in class today. 6-3, 2-1.
Do you give Bowie's Babe a little each way chance down the bottom there?
Yeah, class wise, I don't know whether Bowie's Babe is actually up, but certainly, you know, it goes very, very well. But it does strike a pretty good race here today.
Yeah, it is. They'd be delighted with the field, Gary, wouldn't they, for a Lightning? It's a beauty.
Over the moon, mate. $30,000 race.
You've
got a terrific race.
Yep. Now, as I said, the Corindai RSL supporting that, which is fantastic. Akubra, great sponsors, wonderful supporters of the Corindai Cup. They've been there for years. Now, we've got a full field in the Cup. Number 2, Huswick, is $4. 5, Fort Sumter, $6. 8, Bayview Empress, $7. 1, Pippi's Pride, $8.50. 6, Attaboy Ross is $8.50. 11, Secret Web, $9. Number 9, Zadok the Priest, $10 pop. 3 Star Legs, 12. 4 Don't Nick Me, 14, along with 7 Quartermaster. And then 10 Santiago, 21. And 12 Classic Attitude, 51. All bar 2, $14 or less.
Yeah, it's that sort of race. It's a very, very open race. I think Rod Norman's going to win the feature double today. Huswick will be very hard to beat here, number 2. Robert Thompson drove quite a few. I can't win, I think. Maybe 3 or 4. And he's on Huswick for his mate Rod. This horse absolutely bolted in at Warwick Farm. 2 starts back on a good track, 1600. Young Andrew Atkins rode the horse, got back midfield, which he normally does. He really hit the line well there. Then he went to Canterbury and run 4th over the mile. RBI Fun Loving, who's flying at the moment. The winner set of Sizzle up front, won the race. Crindoy, he's never had a start on the track, but he's a sort of an adaptable type of horse. He's won 7 races, and I think in this year's Crindoy Cup, he can win the race. However, a lot of chances. What do we say about Fort Sumter? He had about, I don't know how many months off, I think 12 months break. He's had 4 runs back. They retired him. He was running around, I think, playing in the polo or something like that there 12 months ago. He's come back. His horse has won $250,000 in prize money. But his last 2 runs are a sign that he's coming back to form. He got me a length and a half at Bunsenbrook to Radical Impact. And then he got me 2 lengths at Wyong behind Maul Rose and Australiana. He's never run over the mile. But he's a horse at his best with a bit of quality. And for that reason, I'm going to put him in for 2nd. I thought that number 8, Bayview Emperor, for Jeremy Sylvester, had a place chance. Only beaten a length on the Beaumont track to Kangaroo. And then got me 3 lengths of Canterbury the other day to Marquee. And number 3, Star of Leagues. Around about 8 or 10 to 1. 2, 5, 8, 3, mate.
All right, great races. They'd be wrapped with both the Lightning and the Cup. What's your standout today, Gary? Anything there you really like?
Yeah, that also Chris Lee's mate is the mile race. I think it's race 3. Number 9, Face of Thunder.
Yep.
I think Face Like Thunder. Well, I think it's a meeting where it's very difficult to pick a special, to be honest. So I went through them about 10 times and I come up with Face Like Thunder. If they don't win, it'll run 2nd. I reckon there's only 2 lengths in the race. But I thought it was the best bet. Quite a mate. First flag. Well, to make it simple, I'll put all four of my picks in each leg. That's the quality I've taken. I've taken a percentage, 7, 8, 2 and 3, 8, 14, 2 and 4, 6, 3, 2 and 1, 2, 5, 8, 3.
Good on you, Gary. We look forward to hearing you from the Mount of Yarra today at Quirindi. Cup day there. We've got all the late mail. It's just going to be a perfect day, isn't it?
It is, mate. The weather's sensational. It is going to get pretty warm, I think,
around
35 or 6, but we are in February, and you expect that. And that's better than the 44 or 45 it's been in recent weeks in some of these places up in the central west and even down in the Hunter. But, I'm really looking forward to the day, mate. Love going to Crindine. It's a good meet.
Well, Ted Wilkinson, the track manager, said there's a bit of a breeze there, so that should augur well for the afternoon. Terrific.
Terrific bloke, Ted. Does a good job there.
Good on you, Gary. We'll talk to you later on, mate.
And as I leave you, we've just pulled into Macca's at Musselbrook.
Their profits are about to go through the roof.
Hey, I'll put the bill on your account.
Well, there's the end of me. I'm gone now.
Might be
triple fingers. Just remember, when you bite them, you leave your fingers on your hand, all right?
See ya.
See ya, mate. Bye. Gary Hardy there on his way to Quirindi. 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Check and Collect. With the TAB app, you can now check your tickets and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Download the TAB app today.
Don't miss your opportunity to trade your weanlings and broodmares to Australia's biggest bench at the English Australia Broodmare and Weanling Sale, April 10 to 12, Newmarket, Sydney. Entries close Friday, February 24. Visit english.com.au.
Fancy a trip for two to the Hong Kong International, Melbourne Cup or the Cox Plate? Enter the Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Competition for a crack at these great prizes. Thanks to Ambassador Travel.
And what a reward!
Simply go to the Big Sports Breakfast website, click enter on the competition link, then follow the prompts to register and submit your tips. The Sky Sports Radio NRL Tipping Comp, adding even more excitement and bragging rights to the 2017 footy season.
It's 10:30, making news in sport today. Sydney Swan stars Lance Franklin and Luke Parker have been fined $5,000 each for breaching the AFL's treatment rules regarding the use of anti-inflammatory cortisone treatments during last year's grand final series. The Swans were also fined $20,000, half of which will be suspended, following unintentional admin failures to record required information, while Franklin and Parker failed to complete paperwork. Some of the NRL's most senior statesmen, Paul Gallen, Greg Inglis and Darius Boyd, have backed Chief Executive Todd Greenberg over his vow to hand out life bans for anyone flouting gambling rules. It follows revelations that police are investigating claims that West Tigers centre Tim Simona arranged for bets to be placed on opposing players he was directly marking. Grigor Dimitriov believes he's a much better player than the one who beat Andy Murray at the Wimbledon quarterfinals 3 years ago and has targeted grass court success in 2017, eyeing off the pre-Wimbledon tournament at Queen's Club in June before the Grand Slam itself. After a dip to world number 40, the 25-year-old Bulgarian has climbed back to 13th spot on the ATP rankings after wins in Brisbane and Sofia before he came so close to beating Rafael Nadal in the semi-final of the Australian Open. And Jeff Horn's dream fight with Manny Pacquiao is off, with the boxing greats promoter Bob Arum confirming that they are reneging on negotiations with Horn and will instead seek a lucrative bout in the UAE. Pacquiao tweeted on Thursday that he's in talks with Englishman Amir Khan for his next fight and that a further announcement is coming soon. More news at 11 o'clock. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $100,000 quaddie jackpot on TAB Chipping Norton Stakes Day this Saturday.